Hey guys, this is Ralph Macchio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is William Zabka. You're listening to Cobra Kai Companion, the podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Cobra Kai Companion. I'm Peter, and joining me on the other side of the mic, he's not on the ground, but I'm a little shocked that the TV has not fallen yet. Mr. Watch Party, how are you doing, sir?
It, not yet, but it's coming down. I am good. Thank you for having me, Peter.
Absolutely. I do wonder, what is it in season six that's going to fall? Like, it has to happen, right? Like, this is something that's
it's the
been
baby.
Done.
I just thought of it. It's going to be
monitor?
The baby.
No, it can't be just a baby. It's going to be something.
The baby's going to kick the TV.
Okay. There you go. I like that. Johnny breaks a TV in season one, and then all the TVs fall in every season after that. Baby kicks a TV. You heard it here first for season six. Mm-hmm. We're here for another topic episode. This one is going to be top five shocking moments from Cobra Kai in parentheses seasons one through five. We haven't seen six yet, and I would bet we can probably do a standalone season six afterwards as well. If everything is going to be true, how they've been promoting, you know, the biggest, best episode or season and all of that. So not a whole lot of news, really. There's been some more casting announcements in the upcoming The Karate Kid film later on this year in December. A couple ones that, piqued my interest a little bit here was Joshua Jackson and also Ming-Na Wen. And the other gal is like Sadie Stanley. I'm not familiar with her. She was also recently announced. If you guys are interested, you can look into those. And that's all I'll say about that for now. And the other bit of Cobra Kai news, not a lot of news, but in the last few days, there's been some pictures and some footages that have surfaced from the cast and crew filming abroad. So if that's
they're
something
on
you're
location,
into,
yeah,
they're on location, and if that's something you're into, it's out there. And I know there's many people that also want to go into a new season blind. So if you're the latter, then I would advise reducing the amount of time you spend on Instagram, X. I don't know what's going over on Blue Sky right now. If it's made it over there yet, but just be careful, you guys. In my opinion, it doesn't give anything. A lot of people kind of been saying the same thing, like, you know, it's just they're outside, they're outdoors, you know, exposed to the public. And that's what a lot of that stuff is.
They're filming in public, you know, and of course, there's crowds people see and realize who they're filming. So they take, you know, the fans take their little videos. They know that's going to happen. So I don't think they're too worried about this stuff. You know, Billy went, there's pictures of Billy going and posing with the fans and something, you know, I don't think they're too worried about this stuff because it's really not a leak, because it's not like someone from the inside leaked something, which is happening.
Right.
But like, this is, you know, they're out in public. The fans are just walking by and literally see, oh my God, it's Ralph Macchio, and you know, take the video. So I don't think it's that big a deal in terms of like spoiler, because they're very aware this is coming out.
Oh yeah. Yeah. 100%. And this is not, you know, Billy and Sholo walking out of the trailer in like Ego Fang geese. This isn't, what else were there? This is similar to seeing images of Johnny running on the beach. Right. Like, oh, OK. Yeah. So there's that scene, gives nothing away. It's out in public and things like this will surface. So,
You know, in season four or you know, season five, like when they were filming some of those Cobra Kai scenes where they were passing out the shirts and stuff for like new dojo opening. Like there were some shots of that because they were in public. But like that didn't really give anything away, you know, so I'm not really concerned about it.
Same. And I'm sure like they are very aware of like how global Cobra Kai is at this point, and Sholo being an international star, you know, and being in Spain, you know, probably meant a lot to a lot of people. And he's, you know, very recognizable.
Are they in Spain, Peter?
Are they?
Just in some non-Atlanta city.
Fair. Oh, so we know the location, and now I'm gonna have to think of I should probably bleep that. So there was probably a bleep at some point.
You didn't say it originally. You just said they're abroad.
That's true. Okay. Fair. Yeah. So okay. I'm gonna have to bleep that in post. So you guys probably didn't hear it. Anyway. So those are out there. It's nice to see some new stuff, some new content with the cast and crew. So I wasn't looking for them myself. I just follow you know, a lot of people, and a lot of people are excited and shared. So I've seen it that way, and I knew I would see this, and I was very aware that I was gonna probably see them all just by happenstance, and it was nice to see. I'll say mm-hmm. that much. And, you know, it gave me very little, just a location, which may or may not even be that exact location kind of thing. So it kind of depends what we even see in the final product. So that's pretty much it. Just a little warning for those that don't want to see these things. Things are starting to kind of surface. So, but hey, that just shows how excited everyone is for this last and final season. And, you know, I would be shocked if there are no more things coming out in the next few weeks. So hopefully that's a good segue. I mean, I tried, you know, shocking moments. This is a topic that I did choose. Mm-hmm. And so I would be starting off this list. But Watch Party, coming up with a top five shocking moments. Was this difficult for you? And did you have any criteria?
It was a little difficult because it was just ultimately, what do I want to call a shocking moment? Okay. And how'd I think I it? Have like I think there's definitely surprise or unexpected. It's not necessarily always bad. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking that like surprise or shock, you know, in different directions. So I think, yeah. So like I find my list is like in a lot of different directions, although I have almost every season finale represented, but there you go.
Yeah, I have my five and my three honorables, and I'm trying to work one in while we are still recording. And so it's a matter of like what is going to be removed and kind of possibly reshuffling my list
on the fly,
indeed. Okay, I think I know what I'm going to do, because I think some of these are also being mentioned in the group. We did solicit some feedback, and I think a good amount of people provided that. So we'll go over that in the at the end there. But for me, I kind of started off with I was kind of thinking like, what if I went with the that's not something I expected to see in a Cobra Kai, you know? And so I think that's kind of how I was going with it. And then I just started thinking back to some of those like very first reactions, like, whoa, you know, kind of like some of those moments, you know? And so I liked how you mentioned like, you know, you said like shocked that you went to like not expected and things like that. So like, I don't think I stayed true to like any sort of criteria at the end, other than kind of like that first reaction, kind of like almost half covering my mouth, like, oh my God, you know, and just kind of watching the scene play it out. So that's pretty much it, how I came up with my list. So starting with number five, and this was a difficult list to also rank, you know, in terms of, so we'll just go with how I had them. Number five, I have Miguel's fall in season two, episode 10. I'm blanking on the title.
No mercy.
I was about to say no mercy. I was about to say, because what was no mercy? What was 301? No mercy 2 or something? Or
No. 301 is aftermath.
Oh, that's right. Then what the hell isn't there something?
You're thinking of mercy part 2, which was 201.
Okay, that's where I'm mistaken. It's been a while since I've looked over the titles. But Miguel's fall, a huge fight. The season 2 trailer was the biggest like spoiler trailer I had seen in a long time. It gave us glimpses of a school fight, and so like now you know a school fight is coming, ends up being in the finale, and it's you know, it's a aggressive and uncomfortable, and you know, Tori with the bracelet, you know, the haunting delivery of no mercy. But holy shit, the fight between Robbie and Miguel, and then Robbie kicking Miguel over the damn balcony. And you know, we saw the fall, and I don't know if anyone knew that he was going to end up hitting his back on like the railing, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think you see the fall and you're like, oh my God, he is falling. Hopefully something breaks his land, but he breaks his back on the railing. And so like, I thought that was shocking as all hell. And then for those that got to see that, you know, quote unquote, in real time, we waited a year and a half to find out what happened to Miguel, you know? So kind of up there a little bit in terms of my ranking. You know, I could see that being further up in somebody else's list. But I have Miguel's fall in at number five.
Yeah, definitely. It was shocking. It's not on my list, and I thought about it, but I went with something else from this. And for me, I thought it was like more tragic. I don't know. Like I said, for me, it was always fiddling with the definition of what it is, but definitely I thought many people would consider this. It certainly could be a shocking and horrific moment.
Right.
So I'll move on to mine. So I have, okay, yeah. So this is like a different kind of shock, at least for me. Like season 5, episode 10, Head of Snake, Daniel does the crane kick. I wasn't expecting it. So if you say, was I shocked when he did that? Absolutely. But it was such a great moment that his fight with Silver, you know, it's quick and he dominates it, but it's represents Daniel coming his arc. He was so down. He was obsessed with Silver, and then Silver kicked his butt in episode 5. And this, he's back at his full strength. He has his balance, best karate still inside. And you know, he's going through the Quicksilver method, and then it caps with that crane kick. And boy, was I just shocked. I wasn't expecting it. It was like, wow, what did I just watch? Great moment. That's why I love season 5. I love that episode and I love that kick. So yeah, definitely was a shock for me seeing that.
Yeah. I mean that episode, and you're right. Season 5, a lot of moments that could have made a lot of people's lists. I don't remember if I was shocked, but I was just like, no, he didn't. Did he really just, you know, like, so it was a lot of like emotions and trying to process like everything I just saw. And mind you, I had the highest of anxieties leading into the whole fight between Terry Silver and Chosen. Just like,
I would almost say our number fives here are reverses of each other. Cause you have like the shock Miguel hitting, falling is the most horrific. This is like, I think the shock, the coolest, like where you wanted to cheer. So yeah. Like that was it's definitely a cheer moment.
Absolutely. It definitely was. And you know, for anybody that hadn't listened to our recap of episode 10, we talked about that very sequence and how it's absolutely very much a stand up and cheer moment, you know. All right, so great entry at number 5 there. My number 4 is from the previous episode of season 5, episode 9, Survivors. Is that correct? Right? Is it Survivors?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Yeah. So my shocking moment from that episode is the cliffhanger where our heroes are being kidnapped. You know, they're out into town, and you're just like them. You kind of forget about everything that's going on. You know, no Terry Silver, and it's a night of celebration. We just found out that our friends are expecting. So we go out to the club. We find out that Chosen's in love, and everything's great, and we're fucking singing Eye of the Tiger, and it's a blast, and you're having a good ass time. Oh no, the doors are locked. Who the hell is driving? Thinking about it is giving me chills right now. And I remember the fucking anxiety that I had watching that episode. And I was like, I need to watch the next one now. And so
absolutely crazy. Yep.
Yeah. So anytime I'm talking to like somebody new that's like catching up and they're in season 5, I go, make sure that you prepare yourself for 9 and 10 together. It's going to be very difficult to stop at 9 and go to bed. Yeah. So watch that mini movie before you go to bed. 9 and 10 together. That's what I've been suggesting. So, yeah.
I definitely agree with you. I may have that coming up at some point. But yeah, definitely. It was just like this what the hell moment. And by the way, the payoff at the beginning that it's Mike Barnes is really great too. So, you know, that. Right.
Yeah, that's shocked. Yeah, even more shocked. But wait, what? Because it's the thing like they did in season one, you know, with the I don't want to get into details in case it comes up in other people's list, but you know, TB3, Josh and Hayden, the writing staff, they are very patient with their reveals and stuff. And we know about a certain return in season one where they wanted to. Well, no, it was more actually no season 10 again. You know, we wanted to kind of forget about a certain character. So when you bring him back, it's going to be kind of shocking. What happens to that person? So now that I think about it, I forgot that moment. That could have made the list as well. At least in the moment I was watching it, I was shocking. But
would have been a good one. Yeah. Okay, moving on. My number four
for you.
Mm-hmm. Season 3, episode 10, December 19th. Mm. Kreese kills Captain Turner. Definitely, it was a twist, a turn. I really could include Kreese in like the whole ending sequence here in the present day where he's, you know, going after Johnny too and everything. But yeah, like that was just unexpected. I didn't go into season 3 thinking something like that was going to happen. You know, they really try to set Kreese up, you know, on the evil side. You know, he no longer had to fight Turner at that point because they were bombing. They could have gotten out of there, but he killed Turner anyway. So, you know, Kreese made that decision. Very shocking. Changed the character in some ways. I think it changed the course of the show too. You know, that's where we moved on you got Danielle and Johnny together then at the end of that season. So it was definitely a shock and a pivotal moment.
Absolutely. I bet you reading about that pivotal moment in the script was quite a page turner.
Yeah. Sure it was.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, with the puns.
There you go. Dad jokes. I got them. That's a really good one. I have a number three that's also... Wait, that was your four. My bad.
That was four, yeah.
My next one is from season 3. So my number 3 is from season 3. You talk about a bit of a, you know, kind of shift in tone and things of this nature, but a young character of ours from the show, when you first meet him, a very timid, meek character, and gain some confidence by the episode 106, and to see his descent into you know, villainy or whatever you want to call it, was a very shocking moment, at least for me. So my number 3, I have Hawk's beatdown on Brooks.
Oh.
And, you know, like if you guys remember seeing the trailer for the very first time, and this is why I kind of want to do an episode where like we saw a trailer for the first time and there's sequences where we're just like, oh my God, wait, what is that going to be about? Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing Kyler in a Cobra Kai dojo. I'm like, wait, what? Like, we haven't seen this guy since season 1.
Right.
Here he is standing in the ranks of season 3.
Yeah, there was that image in the trailer where like he looks back and Kyler's back there. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that it doesn't quite play out that way. But man, did they make that scene even more tense? Because like we saw a glimpse of it in the trailer. How's that going to play out? So yeah, everyone kind of assumed that he was, you know, beating the shit out of Kyler because we did see that in the trailer as well. But no, it's Brooks. And I remember the very moment I'm watching it for the very first time and Brooks is called, I'm like, oh no, it's Brooks. And you see how Brooks is kind of playful with it too. He's not even coming at it like
he's excited.
Yeah, he's excited. Yeah. Like, this is gonna be fun. This is the guy we picked on. There's no way he's gonna beat me. And then the way he begs for mercy, you know, and it's just heartbreaking to see Hawk react in a certain way. And at that point, I was very sympathetic about Brooks, you know, all things aside. Like he's asking for mercy. So yeah, I have that at 3.
It's definitely shock. You didn't know it was coming. You're right, because this is an opportunity, like where the trailer maybe misled us a little bit, because everyone thought like it would be Kyler or something. So, but it ended up being Brooks. So yeah, that really worked as a shock. And it's worth noting, I get asked a lot, is Brooks going to be back in season six? You know, that's something that people still think about. And here we are a few seasons later, you know, and actually that question comes up quite a lot still. So that's a very powerful, shocking moment. That's a good one.
Thank you. Yeah. It's
I have a season three one of different nature.
Okay.
Where we've been on season three. So this one is season three, episode eight, The Good, the Bad, and the Badass. Dimitri and Yasmin making out.
Shocking. Very shocking. Absolutely.
Shocking. You didn't see it coming. I mean, well, I kind of did. I predicted it, but I think it was definitely a great, like, fun moment. Shocking. You know, Dimitri got the girl. She's like into him. Like it's not just a kiss. You know, and so, yeah, definitely a great turnaround. A guy who started, you know, very just negative. He was Mr. Negative about girls and everything, and just had that, you know, off-putting personality. He tried to talk to Yasmin at the end of season one. It didn't go very well at all. You know, he had to drive her home or something, which is your theory.
Right. Yeah. And it was, for me, it was definitely shocking because it was in school, and it was a big win. And I think you really, really like this moment, because I feel like it's come up at least like two other times. This might be, at least the third mention of the scene, you know?
It could be. It's a good one. Yeah.
It is a good one. It's a fun one. We talk about how Annalisa was just so great in that moment. Her little like pat on the chest, like, hey, like, we're just playing this off. Like, you know, I still love you or whatever, you know? Yeah. So, really cute moment, and shocking for those that didn't see it coming. Absolutely.
Yeah.
For me, we're going to take it back just a smidge. My number two comes from season two, episode five. Blanking on the name. Do you remember
five? It's the all in. All in. Yeah.
All in. Yeah, there we go. Pull that one out of my rear.
It was all in. That's why you had to pull it hard.
That's right. I had to pull it all the way out because it was so far in there. The trashing of Miyagi-Do.
Ooh.
Was very shocking to me. Someone who has been, you know, a self-proclaimed lifelong fan of Miyagi-Do, Mr. Miyagi's house. We grew up watching Daniel Fix It, you know, in all of the movies, and just what that means in cinematic history. It's a very iconic location, and just to see it teepeed and ransacked inside, and Daniel's car spray painted, it was shocking. Very, very shocking. Tugged at the heartstrings, and then to see Daniel, you know, basically crying over like the stolen Medal of Honor. So yeah, that entire sequence. And I remember interviewing AJ Hicks, and I believe we brought it up in the interview, and he said that people still, like, you know, message him about them, like, you know, kind of breaking in and vandalizing Miyagi-Do, you know, like, some people still have not forgiven those individuals that were there that night, except for Hawk, because we're okay with that now.
He made amends. Yeah.
I suppose so. We can say that. All right. All right. Back to you for number two.
Yeah. Number two, season four, episode 10, The Rise. Silver has Kreese arrested.
This was,
I loved the ending, you know, or there's a lot of things I loved about the end of season four, and like, I wasn't sure how it was going to go. But definitely I loved like the power move. Silver had arranged all of this just to get Kreese out of the way so he could, you know, usurp Kreese and take Cobra Kai for himself. And I love the concept that like you take over Cobra Kai by usurping the person in front of you. and it was just, it was really good. It concluded like something you didn't know what was going on with Stingray. And then, you know, set up that whole plot line with Stingray and Silver is so great. You know, he's like, John, what did you do? So definitely a shock, a twist, and a fun moment of Silver taking over the dojo.
Silver taking over the dojo, quite the karma. You know, we kind of talked about what Kreese did as well at the end of season two. My number one is kind of related to what you just brought up. I have at number one, ask me a different day, maybe this isn't number one, but up there, I have Terry Silver's beatdown on Stingray in 408 Party Time. I don't think it was any surprise that this man is capable of something like this. That's not something we question. He's very capable. Mm-hmm. But the way it played out, and whether you love him or hate him, Stingray walks in at the wrong fucking time. And he's just like, I just want to be part of Cobra Kai. This is where I feel welcome, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And Terry Silver's, you know, up in his field, and he's been drinking and the whole thing with Kreese. And he did not have to do that. But the fact that Terry Silver still went and beat the shit out of Stingray was just the most shocking. And even more so, how long we linger on. I don't even remember if I counted how many stomps, I think it happened. I mean, maybe we can count by, how many times he repeats, so you want to be Cobra Kai, you know? But yeah, just thinking about it, it's just like almost a bit of a downer because it felt so bad for Stingray in that moment.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a shocking moment. I think we're basically on the two sides of the same coin with those two. Stingray was just totally drunk. And you're right, you know, what you can really appreciate, like, Stingray's passion. He just wanted to be in Cobra Kai. Like, he liked it. It was like it gave him a purpose he hadn't have, you know, even if it was just an hour karate practice, you know, once a week or every day or something, you know. And then he's just taking that beating and then wakes up unconscious several days later, you know, wakes up after being unconscious for several days. It's really a great moment. Definitely shocking.
And as loyal as he is to Cobra Kai, and clearly Terry Silver beat the loyalty out of him, that he fingers John Kreese as the one that beat him up. So
yeah.
Oof, man. All right. What you got for number one?
All right. My number one, I went, similar to one of your earlier ones, season two, episode 10, No Mercy. I'm going to, when Tori pulls out the spiked bracelet. I think this was shocking. You mentioned, you know, how it was in the trailer, and it was, and I think that was just such a pivotal moment, even not even the episode, in the trailer, it was just such a, like, whoa, something's going on. Like, this is intense. And I remember I made, when my trailer breakdown, you know, and the first thing I said is like, it's intense. This is intense. And that's what I was reacting to. And it was just shocking. You weren't ready for it. Like you weren't ready for it. We came off season one, you know, and it was fun, and then Miguel and Sam were flirting, and he learned karate, and then Hawk got cool, and then Miguel won the All Valley, and it was like cool. But now it's like intense, it's scary, it's deadly even. Shock. It's so shock. It you know, funneled my, even my video and my channel, and it helped make me just all that trailer. So yeah, definitely for me, that I put that at the number one shocking moment.
Yeah. And if people remember that trailer, we see the introduction of Tori. Oh, Tori with a Y. And so it's like, oh, well, this is cute, you know, like, oh, a new girl that kicks butt. And then to see the sequence with the bracelet and the haunting No Mercy, and, you know, kind of like sandwiched in some of the sequences from the fight, you're just like, what is that? What is going on there? But I love your description of deadly and dangerous and intense. It's exactly that. Great number one. So now we're going to go through our honorables. Got three of those each, and then recap the five. Right outside of the five, I have Tommy's death. So not only do you bring back the OG Cobras, you kill one of them off. And, you know, obviously tragic with the untimely passing of Rob Garrison. But
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, Tommy was sick. I don't know if anybody would have guessed he was going to die at the end of that episode. You know, and I feel like a lot of the fans that grew up with the movie, we were probably just taking it in, right? Just like, hey, this is great to see these guys on screen again. But then kicked right between the legs with the shocking reveal of Tommy not waking up the following morning. So just right outside. The next one is I have a reveal. Hold on. Is this, I'm trying to think which episode was I referring to? Oh, yes. Okay. So this is actually after the move to Netflix, and we get the very first Legacy trailer along with the 17 seconds of Chosen's return. So we get the reveal of, are you sure about that? And you know, you're
it dissecting. Wasn't it was the dialogue, remember? We didn't know for sure it was him, but we were guessing. But
I mean, you analyzed the hairline and all those things, you know, so it was a huge deal, because again, it's like, whoa, Chosen's return, holy shit. And then my last one, felt this was shocking, to return to another character I mentioned previously, Hawk breaking Dimitri's arm. You know, like that's your friend, you know, and we've learned a lot about them and the Binary Brothers, like in episode 209, I think it was. And then to see it, you know, come to this, the breaking of his arm. Recapping my five, at number five, I had Miguel's fall in season two finale. Number four, our heroes being kidnapped in 509 Survivors. Hawk's beat down on Brooks 306, was it, King Cobra? The trashing of Miyagi-Do in 205 right, All In. And Terry Silver's beatdown on Stingray in 408 Party Time.
Right. All right. So for my honor mentions, right off the top, season five, episode 9, Survivors, the out of control limo. You had this on your list, but yeah, definitely it was just sort of a shock, what the hell moment, like when that starts, they're partying and it's actually a lot of fun, you're enjoying it, and then it's shit starts hitting the fan. So shock, yeah. Fun, yeah, definitely a great moment. Different one here, season one, episode 7, All Valley. I went with Daniel Inner's the All Valley board meeting. I actually love this moment, and it's something I really haven't had a chance to talk about much, but like this is like one of the moments why I love season one so much. And it was a shock. And the reason is because it was a shock. You didn't see it coming at all. Like it was completely unexpected. Like he's going to go and argue for Cobra Kai in this board meeting. Okay, it makes sense. And then Daniel walks in and it's like totally unexpected. But what I love is it makes perfect sense. Yeah, of course, Daniel's on the board of the All Valley, you know, tournament. It makes just perfect sense. And, you know, this is like a moment where one of these days, if I ever like do a season one review, which I've actually never done. But like, this is one of the things I love about season one and why I think it's just so strong the whole way through in moments like that. So anyway, it made the honorable mentions in it. Because it is just him walking into a room, but still, it's a shot.
It's absolutely 100%. It's now a moment that gets talked about enough. It's almost a little pedestrian where you know, you just kind of accept it. But the
show goes on, like you just accept it. You don't really look back on it much. But that first time when you're watching the show, and you know, and I talk about that first time when you're watching it, it's like such a moment for me. You know, he just walked in. It's like, what the hell? Wait. Of course he's on the board. Like, it makes perfect sense. Ah.
Yeah, so good.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, and for my last honorable mention, season 4, episode 10, The Rise, Miguel drops out of the All Valley. We spent a long time wondering how that tournament's going to go. Neither I nor I think anyone else predicted Miguel would drop out from the semifinals. And just forfeit and, you know, leave for Mexico. Yeah, no one had that on their prediction list. So very shocking, very surprising. You know, just a really an emotional moment. You know, we've been with Bell from his fall, you know, well, from the beginning, the fall, his recovery, and he got to this part and then he stepped aside and left. So definitely a shocking moment for me.
Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely. And it's just like everything they, you know, that kind of led up to that moment. It's like, wait, what? Very shocking.
Yeah. So recapping my five, Number five, season five, episode 10, Head of Snake, Daniel does the crane kick. Number four, season three, episode 10, December 19th, Kreese kills Captain Turner. Number three, season three, episode 8, The Good, the Bad, and the Badass, Dimitri and Yasmin make out. Number two, season four, episode 10, The Rise, Silver has Kreese arrested. Number one, season two, episode 10, No Mercy, Tori pulls out the spiked bracelet against Sam. And honorable mentions, season five, episode 9, Survivors, the Out of Control Limo. Season one, episode 7, All Valley, Daniel enters the All Valley board meeting. And four, season four, episode 10, The Rise, Miguel drops out of the All Valley.
Fantastic list. Great, great, great list. All right. And okay, so I did mention that I solicited feedback in the group. Mm-hmm. And again, this was top five shocking moment. And we had a pretty good turnout here. At the very top, we have Dorian. He has it 1 through 5, so I'll go in reverse order. 5, Kyler and company jumping Miguel. So from episode 1 there, Agent mm-hmm. Degenerate.
Okay, yeah.
Number 4, Kreese almost killing Johnny. There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
So 210? 210, right?
No, December 19th? 3. No.
310. Oh, cool. Yeah. See, I keep doing that again. 310 was...
December 19th.
December 19th. Okay,
yeah, so you had right. The title right. You just had the wrong season.
Number 3, Silver slicing Chosen with his katana. Yep, very shocking. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
I think a lot of us thought maybe he died at that point. Mm-hmm. Just filleting. Yeah, now it reminds me of Game of Thrones.
Flesh wound.
Yeah, just a flesh wound. Number 2, Tori slashing Sam's arm with her bracelet. So there we go. We'll keep an eye on that if the bracelet keeps coming up. Number 1, Hawk breaking Dimitri's arm. So what do you think about that? Number 1.
I was like, it was like more horrifying than shocking. Okay. I don't know. Like that's
that.
Why, like,
I like that. Yeah, that's a good word. Ooh, I wonder if my list changes for top five horrifying moments.
That's your next topic.
Thank you, Dorian, for that. Very good one. A lot of these are, kind of one on ones and attacks. And now that I'm thinking about it, was ours too?
Well, I mean, I deliberately tried to make my list, like I said, like some funny or some different. Like I had them kissing Dimitri and Yasmin, and
right.
You know, the crane kick. I had the crane kick in there. So,
okay, see, so there's Chosen's return, you know, the reveal of it, trash Miyagi Do. So yeah, mine wasn't all. They were definitely acts of something, or I guess the return of Chosen was still the least like physical one. That's just a appearance. Mm. All right. So thank you again, Dorian. Next one comes from Jeff P. He says, obvious number one for me is, Miguel's fall. I should have read that in reverse order. And he continues, that impact is so brutal. And I agree. So let me go back to 5. So that was his number 1. Number 5, Chosen makes Daniel think he is going to kill him only to burst into laughter. I love seeing a different side of one of my favorite movie characters ever. Did you buy that? Were you also like down to the wire thinking that?
No. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I didn't think, this is the end of Daniel LaRusso.
Yeah, like that's it. It's just Johnny from here on out.
Yeah.
I think I was going with that, too. When Daniel's on that receiving end and Chosen kind of talks back the Kung Fu chop or karate chop, rather, I was like, well, what's he going to do? Cut off his nose? So I didn't buy it one bit, but just like you, I was just like, okay, well, so what's it going to be? Because I know he's not going to strike him. Mm-hmm. But it's a fun moment. Shocking into, I don't know, maybe more shocked that maybe they thought that we would buy that, you know? I don't know. But I mean, clearly Jeff was shocked. But who knows at this point, like what Chosen's capable of. Number 4, Hawk beats down Brooks. Absolutely gnarly. Yes. Yeah. Still want to see what he looks like. Do you think he's still, let me see. I'm thinking about the timeline here. That happened during school year, season 3. Season 4 was
so
summer.
It's been about a year in Showtime.
Wow. A little so less. He's got, yeah, probably healed, maybe just some like a puffy nose or something. I don't know. That'd be, I don't know. I've never been beat down like that or at all, but you know,
Maybe Sam will have a pool party and he could come and borrow Daniel's swim trunks and we'll see his body, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bunch of holes or something. Or, number three, Kreese almost killing Johnny. This shows how bad this man truly is. Gave us Daniel kicking the crap out of Kreese and started Miyagi Fang. I didn't, mm-hmm. you know, I like that input as well, that mm-hmm. What that even meant, you know, and not just only, you know, adding that little layer of Kreese. Yeah, okay, yeah, he's bad for sure. But, right, what that ultimately led to as well.
Yeah.
And number two, which is now the new number one, Hawk breaking Dimitri's arm, perfectly acted by both. So there mm-hmm. we go. Dimitri's mm-hmm. arm. What else is making? So Kreese trying to kill Johnny and Dimitri's arm so far. It seems to be a popular one. Thanks, Jeff, for that. Next one comes from Jose. He has number five, Miguel's fall over rail. So he has that one at five. Mm-hmm. Four, Hawk viciously breaking Dimitri's arm. Number three, Kreese murdering Captain Turner in flashback scenes. So there's the one that you had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Silver leaving Chosen for dead. I'm sure that's for me, Jose. and number one, Kreese trying to kill Daniel with a shard of glass. So there we go. Definitely the same fight, but instead of Johnny, is Daniel this one.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. was shocking, the fact that he went for a shard of glass. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was right there. Mm-hmm.
At that point, I could have seen him actually making contact and just like getting him on the side or something, you know, like right there, you know, not penetrating, but just a little flesh wound on his abs or something, you know.
Something, yeah.
I thought it could have definitely got there. Some of these older sequences, or I guess I'm trying to see if a lot of these are from older episodes or newer episodes. I think a lot of them.
We've covered a lot of 310 now at this point. Like,
yeah, we have.
And then, we've covered five, 10, a lot of season threes. It was a dark episode. It was the dark season, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, where would you put two in terms of dark? Robbie was in Juvie as well in season three.
Two's the one that was like the romance, and then it got out of control in a massive brawl. Like it was like uncontrolled. Okay. Like think of the two as like the uncontrolled, like uncontrolled hormones followed by uncontrolled karate fight. Like
sure. Okay, and yep. So that was all for Jose. Next one we have is from Randy. Randy C. He doesn't have a number, so I'll just go in the order he has it. He says a wide range of shock and in no particular order. Revelation that Amanda is Jessica's cousin. That, you know what? Shocking.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I agree. That's a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The second one he has here is the misleading opening of season four finale, going from Miguel's injury at the tournament to Stingray's hospital scans. I got confused, and I think by the time I figured it out, it was revealed that it was Stingray, not Miguel.
reason, because like, you know, it's not his back or something, like on the hospital scans, like if you're actually a little paying attention, you would know it's not Miguel, or it wouldn't make sense. I just knew something was up. I didn't know what it was. It was one of those things, but like,
and give me your insight on this. I didn't think it was Miguel's because of not only how the previous episode ended, but how it opened up. I feel if we were going to jump straight to him in a hospital, I feel like we would have had the thing where, if you remember back to episode four, is that Cobra Kai Never Dies? 104?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you remember the opening sequence of that, and that follows the previous episode where that ended, Escaletto with Miguel getting jumped in the boys' locker room, and I liked the kind of it's like a bit
Johnny
of a flashback montage,
him home. Yeah, like
yeah, and he's mm-hmm. you know, he's drunk and stuff, and but what they caught us up on is that at some point he took Miguel back home, and Carmen screaming at him and all these things. And mm-hmm. then, you know, like, I feel we would have had something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, the jump to the hospital was, like, too abrupt, even over the episode break.
So, but But I mean, that shit, Miguel hurting his back, that was shocking too in the 409. The next one he has is the abrupt end to the Mexico storyline. You know, a different way of reacting to being shocked, definitely. Yeah. I would agree with that. The Robbie Miguel fight culminating with Miguel going over the railing. I definitely mentioned that. And also, Johnny knows how to use Twitter. Shocking. I think
it went out of a tweet storm.
Well, I think Twitter is similar to texting, right? So we know from season 4 in Kicks Get Chicks, I believe 406, if I'm not mistaken, we learned that Johnny has an Instagram. So I don't remember. I'd have to go back and look to see if there was a username. I would imagine so. But I think that would be more complicated for Johnny. So I'd be more shocked if he knew if there was like a post in there. Like he may have just created it. He got to like step 2 and got lazy. You know?
Yeah. I think part of the joke was he really didn't know how to do Twitter. His only follower was Miguel, who just
right. He's screaming into like the void.
Like the rest of us, right?
Seriously, and some more than others. The next one comes from Emily B. She says the return of Chosen in 410, and he's with Daniel at Mr. Miyagi's grave. Just epic.
It's a good
for
one.
Sure.
Yeah,
and I think everyone knows my story with that. How I accidentally spoiled myself.
You were spoiled, yeah. You know, I was even thinking about that just recently, just like randomly. I remember how Peter was spoiled.
I don't get it. Yeah, I know it's like the biggest fail, like one of my biggest fails, and of all things, it was that one.
Yeah,
you know? And I did also see Aisha's name at one point. Did it? You know about me being spoiled with Obliterated, right?
Yeah, you told me some of that.
Okay,
yeah,
did I share that? I wasn't sure.
The listeners, you guys know, it's actually not that hard to avoid it. Like I was having trouble with the Obliterated screeners, and I had to go in there like 8 times, and each time I managed not to see the spoilers. But Peter,
thank you for that. As an aside, you know, for the few times that he's been approved, I seem to accidentally spoil over something. I think I did okay with season 5. I don't think I saw anything there. And to be fair, I think they changed the font white instead of like light gray or whatever. So that helped. All right. So she continues. My slow recognition in take a left that these were indeed the OG Cobras, that Tommy and Jimmy and Bobby were going on one last ride with Johnny. The meta in this one hit hard. I definitely brought that up, but slow
probably,
recognition.
Probably take a right, not take a left.
That's probably what she meant. Yeah, she wrote take a left.
Take a left.
I knew what she meant.
We're in the reverse world or something.
Yeah. Hey, they flipped this. She's flipped the script.
Flipped the script. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I really did like that episode. I know it's the most. We can even have a list of the ones that episodes that don't really fit, you know, in the quote unquote narrative. You know, I'm sure that would be one for you, right? You've kind of given your opinion about that particular episode. Take a right.
In the narrative, is a little bit more of a standalone episode. I mean, if that's what you're saying,
yes.
Like that sort of, it's like a side adventure or a side quest, as we say. You would say, like, as a gamer or something. Like, it's like Johnny goes on a side quest.
100%.
In fact, you could say they all on side quests. Like even at the Miyagi-Do, they're doing a side quest cleaning up the dojo. Not training karate. It's like another side quest. So that's how you could describe it. But
okay. And the last one she has is from Ace Degenerate, the reveal of Daniel's competition kicking LaRusso Auto Billboard, the utter audacity of it all. I imagine the glee among TB3 as he built the LaRusso Auto world, choosing fonts and color palettes and even the bonsai pin worn by Sheila, and then getting Ralph to do the thing that he's been avoiding all these years. Glorious. You know, I guess you kind of forget that.
Yeah.
And then in season 3, you know, we keep bringing that season up. Was it season 1 or season 3 where he was doing it with the customers? season three, right? Doesn't he also do
season two? You mean season two when they have the montage selling with him and Amanda?
Yes, that was season
and
two.
And even does like the crane kick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's season two.
We do need to revisit the season because you had mentioned that you've never really done a season one recap. We'll do that. Maybe even sooner than leading into like the new season six.
Maybe.
You know, we'll discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, yep. That was pretty much it from her. Thank you, Emily. Next one comes from Mike P. He has one, and his number one, he was only shocked one time. It's what Mike is telling us.
Well, he's a very one time. Stable guy, I guess. You know?
Yeah. Nothing shocked. Is shocking him, but just this one comment, Allie's friend request at the very end of season two.
There you go. That's a good one.
Were you shocked? What do you remember when you saw that friend request? Because the last, so some people have probably forgotten that I think it was episode 8 where he gets bumped and actually sends it, right? So it took another two episodes for that to come back.
Right, to play back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I guess I was thinking, because that sequence, obviously, the montage and everything is so much, and I'm thinking like, okay, that's where they're going now. Like, and this is where it's going next, I think. Yeah, sort of like a shocker, just overwhelmed. I mean, I think that was like the overwhelmed part, you know, the end of that closing montage.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot going on, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we keep bringing up the, Miguel Fall, same episode, you know, Johnny.
But Daniel just took down the picture of Mr. Miyagi and he apologized to the picture to Mr. Miyagi. He's like, I'm sorry, I tried. You know, there's like a lot going on and Johnny's on the beach, you know, so sad and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm remembering correctly, I do feel this is still around the time that I was like, no, I don't need Allie back. You know, the way, you know, people have been saying about Julie Pierce. Mm-hmm. No, I don't need her back. But for me, it was just like, how are they going to work into her into this? You know, Johnny clearly has it for Carmen, and you know, Daniel's married. I mean, I know a lot of people would be like, oh, love interest, but it doesn't need to be that. If was going to bring back Allie, I was just more on the fence of not wanting her back because I didn't know how they were going to do it. You know, same thing with Chosen. Like, you know, if you ask me, would I love Chosen in Cobra Kai? Of course, but I don't know how they would do that. You know, so I wouldn't have necessarily been on the no Chosen train, but I just would have never. I don't know if anybody would have been asking for him other than me at that time, you know, before he was reintroduced and people actually liked him. So, but that is shocking. A few people agreed with Mike's comment there. Next one comes from Shannon. Hey, twin. She has number five, the Christmas party fight, Daniel's fight with Kreese. So that was pretty much going on the same time, yeah? Mm-hmm. No, because right. Sam and, well, the I guess the kids' fight ended first because Sam
they're,
and
Miguel, yeah, their fight ended first, which then led to the fight at the dojo.
Yeah, but a big old fight in the LaRusso house, that's, I mean, shocking. And Miyagi's picture, we just talked about it. Now it falls to the ground because was it the nunchucks?
Yeah, the nunchucks.
So, that was hard. Number four, Hawk breaking Dimitri's arm. That's another one. Three, Miguel's fall. Number two, Daniel at Miyagi's grave to reveal he's speaking to Chosen. What a great reveal that was. Yeah,
it was a good one.
And her number one. Ooh, I thought about this too. Amanda slapping Kreese. Not sure it's shocking, but it's my favorite.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I did not include it. But yeah, I thought it may come up somewhere in this though.
Yeah. So you know what? If we had done a list of five, like, as we do, and then five honorables, I believe that would have made it because the slap aside, the fact that Amanda would go to the dojo by herself, you know, and confront him, like I would not have expected that. And seeing it in the trailer was shocking. You know, I think it was a moment where everybody's like, oh, hell yeah, I need to see what the hell happened that led to that. But yeah, shocking for sure. And the last one comes from Chris in reverse order. Number five, the death of Tommy. Number four, Allie at Mom's House. We'll talk about that. Three, Chosen and Daniel meeting again for the first time. Number two, Miguel accidentally hitting Sam. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. And number one, Terry Silver and Kreese walking into Miyagi-Do for the first time. Yeah, it's season four. So the new one here, Allie at Mom's House. I was shocked. I thought about this. That's actually the one I removed to include, what did I say, the trashing of Miyagi-Do?
It didn't shock me. It was just a reveal because you knew Allie was coming. He was talking to her, and then it's like the house, and then we're following this woman like that we haven't seen before. Like talking about the kids.
Yeah, well, the fake out really got me though, you know, because I was like, okay, at the hospital where it's a doctor, and so they got me with that, you know, because they knew that we were, you know, expecting Allie to show up, and
some of us, 50% of us,
sure.
I wasn't expecting Allie at the hospital, so I didn't even realize it was a fake out until later. I was on the internet and people were talking about it. Wow, I totally thought, and I was like, oh, that was a fake out. I didn't. Oh, then I looked back. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's for me. It's the other thing is for those that don't know, like on Twitter at the time, I did find an Elizabeth Shue fan account, and it looked like they had a pretty good pulse on her movements in terms of her projects and such. And I asked, you know, I reached out, and I was just like, hey, do you guys think that there might be a chance that Elizabeth Shue could have made a cameo on Cobra Kai? And they said, based off of, like, you know, what she was doing on The Boys, and also an upcoming pilot for a new show, they said they'd be surprised if she was able to fit them in. And sure enough, they you know, came back afterwards and said, yeah, we were wrong, you know.
Yeah.
So that's, I was shocked because I did not think she was going to show up. And I thought the fake out was kind of an answer to that is what I was thinking. Like, they couldn't get her and this was all we got, you know. And so, so like that opening sequence in 308, right? 308?
Nine.
Guys, sorry. So yeah, the opening of that, I was still kind of confused. Yeah, I was still like, where are we? Whose house is this? Mm-hmm. You know, and so it took me until the very reveal with that smile, like, ha, I got you. You know, like, I think that was to me. So the other new one was Chosen Daniel. That was shocking. The way it was like blocked, you know, Kumiko and Daniel and the shepherd behind, I was like, this is it. This is where he walks in. So I kind of knew that was coming. So not as shocking as a reveal for me, but a great cliffhanger. Miguel hitting Sam. That was a new one also.
Yeah, that was definitely a new one. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember your reaction to that?
I think it was just, well, I guess shock is definitely a right word. I was going to say surprise, but no, I mean, it is like shock, like what just happened and everything. So, yeah, I certainly didn't think of that one. And obviously, you know, he's the only one who mentioned that, but it is definitely a good answer here.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other one that had not yet been mentioned was Kreese and Silver walking into Miyagi-Do. And that is definitely the first time we see those two walk in together. We obviously know that Terry Silver has been back there before.
I feel like this is more shock for Daniel than the viewer, because in the scene before, you know, Terry Silver says to Kreese, come on, let's go. Like, we're going over there. Like you knew he was going over there. So, like, I don't think, I feel like it was shock for Daniel more than me, the viewer, at least me.
Okay. I get what you're saying. You're speaking for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, another episode to kind of demonstrate that, hey, Miyagi-Do is open to everyone, even all of the Cobras, as we have seen in previous seasons. So there we go. That is the last of the feedback. I want to thank everyone in the group that shared with us your great lists. If you had one more that you could have thrown on your list, did you have one? Did you have one that or a few that you couldn't make and you just want to choose one more? One that's been mentioned.
Yes, because I think some of the ones. I think, like, Tommy dying was a good one. I do think that one, like, most of the ones mentioned were around. Now my mind's drawing blank.
Yeah, I one from season five that has not been mentioned, and you know, because we don't get a lot of them, and I feel bad for that. I think some of the sequences with him involving his character don't get talked about often enough. But definitely shocked when to see Mike Barnes see his furniture store up in flames.
Yeah, I guess that, I mean, yeah, the up in flames is definitely a surprise for that one. Yeah, I thought about Mike Barnes stuff earlier, but like it wasn't enough to make the list for me anyway.
Yeah, I saw that and I was just like, shit, you know, like, yeah, I mean, just another one of those things that, mm-hmm. you know, your actions can, like, it may not just affect you, but the people around you. But and also when I first watched it, it was on a volume low enough that I did not hear the crackling of the fire. So I didn't know what he was looking at. I thought it was like vandalized or, you know, something. I did not know it was on fire until it cuts to it. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, and then I heard it. Then I heard the fire crackling again, like at another viewing. So probably on TV. But that's it for this episode. Our list and the listeners who left some in the feedback. Thank you guys for that. And now, Watch Party, next episode is your topic. Do you have one for us?
Yes, I do. So we've done like top five fights, right? Yeah, and that was a good one. That was a really good one. They've but I want to do something like smaller than that. So we're going to do next episode, top five best karate moves. What's the best move in a fight? Probably fight. You can interpret it if it's just practice, but you know, a move that like in the fight or something that is your favorite, like that's the move. Maybe it was a great move. Maybe you like the person who got hit, like, you know, or whatever it is. So we're going to go with top five best karate moves.
I like that. So like maybe something that they did that it looked cool
You want to do it. It looked cool. It changed the fight or just the character the you impact. Don't like got nailed good.
Got it. Oh, okay. And you did specify karate move.
I wrote it because I thought, you know,
making a move on someone, you know.
Yeah. Not that sort of making a move.
No. Kyler putting arm behind Sam at the movie theater move, or
you know, Miguel taking Sam down. But if you want to go with some of those, they do some karate.
That's karate adjacent.
Their relations.
So top five karate moves. Love it.
Yeah,
I love it. That's a fun one. I like that. So there you guys go. If you guys want to provide feedback, you can do so by joining the Facebook group, the Companion Podcast Network. Or is it the Companion Network? Shoot.
Maybe it's a Companion Network. Search Companion with a K. You're good.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my God. All right, you guys. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Thank you, by the way, for your fandom. You've been great, man. You've been along for the ride the whole time. You've been cheering us on. You really get into it. You get the fans engaged. So you being here is important, and we really, really appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
This has been a production of the Companion Network.